Hey friends, welcome to My Art Biz, a podcast all about how, as creatives, we have the power to turn our creative skills into profitable, independent businesses. If you're brand new here, welcome. I am so happy that you're here. My name is Molly Jakes. I am a freelance hand lettering artist, educator, and all-around cheerleader for creatives everywhere. You can find me over on Instagram at Molly Jakes, that's at MollyJakes, or hop on over and check out all of the online courses that I have built for creatives just like you. You can find all of this and more at www.myartbiz.co. All right, let's get on to today's episode. Hey everyone, in today's episode, we are going to be talking all about self-promotions for creatives. I'm going to talk about why it's important, how it has dramatically changed over the years, and the three top areas that I personally focus most of my thoughts, energy, and money on when it comes to promoting my work. Okay, let's get started. Okay, so first things first, I really want to touch on a concern that I know many of you probably have, and the reason that I know this is because I really can't tell you how many times people have told me this. That idea that self-promotion and pushing your products or your services is icky, that it's not authentic, right? It just doesn't feel good. And I think a lot of creatives are nodding their heads like, yeah, I feel really sleazy anytime I push my work. And I just want to reassure you that you are not sleazy. And not only are you not sleazy, but people want to hear about your products and your services. It's super important, which brings me into my very first point on why self-promotion is so important. So self-promotion is super important because the majority of us have not had our work out in front of the clients that we really want to work with. And often our work is really, really good. I think that we see a lot of these people who are working with the clients that we want to work with and we think, oh yeah, they're just really good. Like their portfolio is awesome. They snag the attention of these people. And I'm here to tell you that that is not the case. Like that sometimes happens, but really the people that that happens to, they're exceptions to the rule. And I think it is naive of us to think that we are just going to create a portfolio and then put it out into the world and then have all the clients rolling in. That's super naive. And we are just not going to be as successful as we could be if we were promoting our work on a consistent basis. And this even goes for those, you know, overnight one-hit wonder folks who have created maybe viral art or something like that and then all of a sudden get a bunch of work. If they just sit there and then let the work roll in and just let it happen to them, that's great. And, you know, maybe they can get great work and work with great clients. But think of how much more powerful their brand would be if they would use that momentum to push forward and continue promoting their work in innovative ways. Super powerful. All right, let's reel it back a little bit. So when I first started pursuing a career in illustration, kind of when I was going into college and when I was graduating college, self-promotion was very, very different. So some of you listening to this, if you have been around for a while and you have been freelancing or just working as a creative for a while, you'll probably like be nodding your head with me like, oh yeah, I remember that. So back in the day, we were always asked to send in like original pieces of artwork to the clients that we wanted to work with or to submit our work to contests or, you know, for consideration at a college or a school. We would have to submit physical copies of our portfolio, which is crazy. And I remember actually graduating high school and I was shopping around for different colleges, figuring out where I wanted to go. And when I submitted my portfolio, we would submit using slides, which seems so archaic now that times have changed so quickly, but that's the way we submitted our work way back when. And it, Now, like in retrospect, it's a little bit romantic. But what I'm getting at here is that times have totally changed when it comes to self-promotion. And although it took a lot of legwork to, you know, really push our work back in the day, and it still does now, it is so much more accessible and easy to promote your work on a day-to-day basis and get in touch with the clients that you want to work with. This is the easiest time ever to go completely freelance. Because this is like the easiest time ever to get into freelance, it's kind of a catch-22 because that means that more people are trying to get into freelancing as artists. And if you thought there was a lot of competition before, then you are going to be sadly surprised that there is so much more competition now that we live in a digital age and we have access to so many images all the time. And that's okay because it pushes all of us to be better as artists and focus more on what our intention is behind our artwork and the why of our artwork, which I talked about a few weeks ago about why your why is so important when it comes to the success of your business and standing out in such a saturated market. So I think one of the things that I have going for me personally is that my career has been wedged into this time period where I have seen some of the old trends when it comes to self-promotion, like I said, like sending in physical portfolios and things like that and slides. And then I also have been at the front of the new trends that are all digital-based, like using social media to promote our work, using websites to promote our work. And I've kind of stayed with it this whole time. And I think that I'm kind of wedged in an interesting space where I've seen what has worked and I've come a long ways and I have figured out what really works for me. And I always have an open mind and I'm always researching on how to better promote my work and how you folks can better promote your work. So what I thought would be fun would be if I dived into the avenues that I focus most of my energy, my thoughts, my money, all that stuff on, and give you some tips on how you can best promote your work. The first tip that I absolutely have to anyone who is interested in getting into promoting their work consistently is to focus on just like a few ways that you are going to promote and then do those things really well. I always feel like when you're all over the place and kind of half-assing everything, you're less likely to make the impact that you really want to make. So I kind of do the same thing for like the social channels that I choose to be on and like put most of my energy towards. I'm not on everything. And the reason I'm not is because I just don't think I could do everything really well unless I had a whole team of people who are like focusing on making me look good on all of those channels. Okay, so back to the self-promotion. There are lots of different ways to do it, but these are kind of the avenues that I follow with my own work. So first and foremost, I didn't get on Instagram until, let's see here, I think it was 2012 or 2013. So it really wasn't that long ago. And I realized quickly that I absolutely loved it. And I used it at first to like just generally promote my work and like generally share things about my life and stuff like that. And I didn't really look at it as a business tool until later on down the road when I was gaining traction. And because I just genuinely loved being on it, I loved consuming, I loved creating, and just being a part of that bigger conversation, I put all of my effort and time into that and making it the best that I could. And it has been amazing. Like, I can't even tell you how many of my clients have come to me and say, I just found you via Instagram. I've been following you for years and I really want to work with you. I have so many people come to me in that way because they found my work on Instagram. So on Instagram, my approach is, you know, it's like a little bit more relaxed than some people. Up until very recently, I've been very relaxed with it, like not having a schedule on which that I post. And the past year, I have built up a subtle strategy for the work that I am putting out there on my Instagram. And I have been marketing more towards like my customers who buy my products, like my digital products, and less towards the clients that I'm potentially going to be doing freelance work with. And then in the past, it was like vice versa. Like I used to market more towards the clients that I really want to work with. And that's just been kind of a shift in what I am selling on Instagram. But it's a great platform to do either, like whether you have an online shop or you are looking to work with clients on a freelance basis, you can totally do both. And that's why Instagram is so cool, because you can connect with all of these different types of people, and you can get your work in front of the people that you want to work with in a very organic way, or you can like look for the people that you want to work with if you do a little bit of digging and research and like find what their Instagram is and be a little bit of a stalker, which that's cool too. So yeah, I am such an advocate of Instagram. I love it. It's visual. It's cool. You can connect with all the clients and customers that you want to work with. It's amazing. Next, I love to do promo mailers, and my art rep and I, we send out a couple promo mailers each year, and it gets us so much work. We love it. I think that the thing about promo mailers that is a little bit kind of scary to any artist who is starting out is the fact that it is an investment. Like you have to pay for it. So you have to pay to actually get them printed. You have to pay for postage. And that can be a little bit scary. So all in all, I think my art rep, we end up dropping, maybe like $1,000 around that on a one promo mailer that we send out between postage and printing. And sometimes we get a designer to help us design them. But I always look at it as an investment. So I say, okay, if I send this out, it costs me this much money. I know that I'm putting my best effort into it, my best work. I can expect to get, potentially this much work out of it. And for the most part, like my jobs usually fall, like my bread and butter jobs usually are around like maybe $2,000 ish. And then, of course, when we get campaigns and stuff like that, it can be a lot of money, like $30,000 or something amazing like that. But those are far and in between. The majority of my work tends to be like within like the $2,000 to $6,000 range per job. So if you think about it, if we send this promo mailer out, I for sure am going to get at least one good job out of it, and that will just completely pay for everything. But I'm building awareness of my brand, of my portfolio, of what we are doing. So then it kind of like creates this exponential effect, right? Like it shows art directors and creative directors what I'm working on, and then builds an awareness of like, oh yeah, this is an artist that keeps sending us promos. We really like her work. We're keeping it on file, and we're going to keep her in mind for all of our future jobs. So that has been such a great way to get our work in front of the people that we want to work with. So amazing. Okay, and lastly, but not least, my art rep and I are all about sending out newsletters and getting in contact with our clients that way. So between my art rep and I, we actually have a really great database of like art directors and just different clients that we like to work with. And so my art director, she sends out different email blasts of my work and her other artists to the people that we have worked with in the past, the people that we know, and then like mass amount of emails to like her list of, I think she has like, I don't know how many people she has on her list, but she has a lot, and they are all the people that we want to work with. And then likewise, I have my own newsletter that I use to promote my work, what I'm up to, create incentives for people to buy my products or even work with me. And we do that on a very consistent basis. We're not like constantly bugging people around the clock, but we're pretty strategic about when we send out our newsletters and the type of content that we're sending to people to make sure that we are putting our best foot forward and getting our work seen by the people that we actually want to work with. And again, that's an investment, because you have to pay to have a certain like size of newsletter. And on that note, there are a lot of resources out there that have like databases of different like client contacts, and you kind of have to sift through the different websites on what works best for you, but there are a variety of websites out there. I know Agency Access is great. So those are the top kind of avenues that I follow for promoting my work and then hitting it hard and making sure that I'm hitting it with intention and I am putting my best foot forward in terms of like the work that I am putting out there. There are a few other things that I like to do that help build brand awareness of what I'm doing and the products and services that I offer. I love to blog. I don't do it as much as I should because I'm focusing most of my efforts in other areas, but blogging is such a good way to promote your work and really show the process behind your work. This is a good thing because the different art directors and creative directors and the people that you want to work with, they want to see proof that you are a great person to work with, to choose you to execute a certain job. So if you can show that process in like a blog post, like, hey, these are my sketches, these are the revisions, this is the final product, and like this is how the project came together, they love to see that, which you can totally send that out as a newsletter. But I think as a blog, it's nice because then people can come there and they can just like read all of your posts at their own leisure. And then you can also promote your blog on Pinterest, which is a good way to get people coming back to your blog. Super powerful. And again, there are lots of different ways. You can go on Facebook, you can go on YouTube. And of course, like I do all of those things, but they're kind of my secondary stuff in terms of like what I focus most of my energy on. Okay, so I'm gonna leave this episode with a few tips on promoting yourself, because at the beginning, you know, I talked about, oh, most creatives, like, oh, they just think it's so icky promoting their work. They feel really awkward. So I'm gonna leave you with some tips because you can do this. And even though there are tons of people out there trying to do the exact same thing as you, your voice matters, your portfolio matters, the way that you do business matters. It is all interconnected, I promise. Like everything in your freelance business is interconnected. Okay, so tips for promoting. First of all, know your why. Why you are creating the work that you're creating, what is your story, and how does that reflect you as a person and your individuality? If you haven't yet, go back, listen to the episode that I did about your why and why it's so important. Okay, show your best work. Whether it's your portfolio, portfolios usually people like to see like 10 to 12 pieces of your best work and make sure that that work shows how you can execute projects and really reflects your why. Okay, consider the process. This is a great way to promote your work. So like I was saying on your blog, if you're showing like, this is my sketch process, this is how I do revisions, this is how I do this stuff, and keeping it casual to the point and showing that you are a good person to work with and that you can execute a project from start to finish, then that will show that you are totally a person that is reliable and people will want to work with you. Super important. Okay, lastly, do it. Promote your work, even if you feel nervous about it or if you feel embarrassed, if you feel like you're bugging people. Odds are you are not bugging people, especially if you have developed a voice and a vision and a brand message. You are not going to be bugging people. And if you are bugging someone, that's totally fine because they're not your customer, they're not your client. All people don't have to like your work, but the people that you really want to work with, that's who you want to like your work. And you gotta promote it. You gotta feel like you're bugging people a little bit. And anytime, you know, you are feeling like, okay, oh my goodness, I think I'm like getting out of my comfort zone here, then you probably are doing a good thing because that is what being an entrepreneur is all about. You gotta be vulnerable because someone is always going to not like your work. That's just how it is. Okay, you got this, you can do it, and I hope you liked this episode. Okay, so that's it for this episode. I hope that you gained some valuable information that you can take with you today. If you're not yet, be sure to head on over to my Instagram at Molly Jakes. That's at MollyJaquess. Give me a follow and shoot me a DM letting me know what you thought of this episode. I would love to hear your thoughts, excitement, struggles, all the things.
Also, be sure to check out all of the online courses that I have built for creatives just like you over at www.myartbiz.co. That's www.myartbiz.co. See you next time.